assess your season overall?
I think it's good. I think obviously anytime your team doesn't make the playoffs, it's you kind of feel like it's a failed season. And obviously 2 years in a row, that sucks, and that's why you play the game. Is you want to make it all the way to the end. You don't want to be leaving today. And I know both the Jets and the Moose wish that they could have made the playoffs, and I think we're headed in the right direction for sure. And I think just the goal is every day you try to make strides and you try to get better. And I feel this year I added. Obviously, I feel more comfortable playing wing now, so I think that being a little bit more versatile helps me and hopefully helps the team in the long run. And no, I think it was all positive.
Playing both center and wing, did you think that helped you not just with versatility, but getting a feel of every position, even in the D zone?
Yeah, I think so, and I think as you guys probably saw last year, I was more in that role where I was leaned on for points and scoring goals and. On the first power play and kind of playing those top 6 minutes, I guess, the first line every game, where this game I could play a third line or just penalty kill or fourth line even some games. So whether it's on the wing or center, I felt comfortable, and I think that's really important.
Sure. The way you guys finished up this season, what do you think that says about the makeup of the team, the mindset of the team, and what can you take from that going forward?
Yeah, it was huge. I don't know if you guys saw the highlights from that last game, but the boys definitely stood up for each other. And anytime you lose, I guess like last season and some of the stretches we went on this season, that's when the boys come together, and that's when the team comes together. And you got to go through those tough times to enjoy even the better times. So. Like I said, we have a really good group in there, and I'm happy to be a part of it. And being a second year pro with this organization, I'm starting to really feel like home. I feel comfortable here, and I definitely love it here.
Heading into the off season, do you have a goal in mind, a number one goal you want to accomplish?
I think just every summer you try to get better, whether it's just getting stronger or faster, and mine's just my speed. I think if I want to play in the NHL, I have to be on the puck. I have to move my feet as a full-time guy, so that's going to be my main goal, just coming back even faster and stronger, and definitely working on my speed.
If you're with the Moose next season, do you feel that you need to put up bigger numbers in order to kind of get more of a harder look from the NHL club?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think that's more of the management's decision, but I can only control what I can control. And I've learned that over the past couple of years now, is just show up to the rink every day with a positive attitude and willing to go the extra mile and just work hard every day.
Aside from speed, what aspect of your sort of on-ice game do you feel you need to improve the most?
I think just in all areas. Obviously, whether I'm playing center, being hard down low and working on face-offs, so you can always work on too. And if I'm playing wing, I think the big thing for me is definitely just speed. I think as a shorter guy, a smaller guy, if you want to play in the NHL, you got to be fast, you got to be strong. So I'm definitely working on that this summer.
When you talk about that strength but also the quickness aspect of things, did you feel you came in bigger last fall, and did it help you, or maybe you found over the year you wanted to be a little leaner?
No, I think it was good. I think there's like a happy medium you got to find. There's got to be a good balance, and if you are not playing in the top six, and especially you see guys in the NHL, they're in the fourth line, they're pretty big boys, and you got to be able to stand up for yourself. And as a smaller guy, you want to be not too stocky, but obviously stocky enough so you can be strong in the puck, but obviously still not lose that quickness.